せーの、
ジェベレー。ようこそタビリンガルポッドキャストへ。
Welcome everybody to the タビリンガルポッドキャスト。
はい。
ジェベレですよ。
ジェベレってどこやねんちゅう。
ね。
話ですわ。
ジェベレ is hello in Luganda. Now Luganda is not a country, but it's a language that's widely spoken in our 15th country of the trip.
Hi.
Which is Uganda.
Luganda. Luganda. Luganda.
が Uganda で話されて
る。わかりやすい。
わかりやすい。So we left off, we left Kenya, and we had an option of taking a bus from Nairobi to Kampala, as it's a bordering country. でも、
ちょっとね、じいさんばあさんには無理やったわ。ちょっと。
何が無理だ？
バス。
Yeah, it was just, you know, after the, what, 31-hour bus ride from Ethiopia to Kenya, we did not want to take another bus for...How long was the Nairobi to Kampala bus?
18 時間って言ってる人がいたかな?
Yeah, it was really long and we, you know, did not want to take another bus over a border. So, we took a flight with Kenyan Airways, yeah.
高いけどしょうがなかったかな?
Yeah, flights are very expensive in Africa, which is really restricting when you need to go fly somewhere. So, we feel you, Africans, you know.That don't get to travel too much.
So, ne.
But we made it, you know. Kampala is the capital of Uganda. However, they don't have an international airport.
今日まで知らなかったんだけど。
いやいやいや。何回も言ったけどさ。
今日まで知らなかったわ。
So you fly to, if you're flying into Uganda, you're most likely going to be flying into a city called Entebbe, which is in the south, about like 30 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic, from Kampala. And it's on Lake Victoria. And there's a lot of things to do in Entebbe as well. But we went straight to the city. We did not see the town of Entebbe too much. We just drove through it.
Entebbe, ne? Entebbe, 南の方にある。まあ、小さめの町なんかな。カンパラに比べたら絶対小さいよね。そこからあのカンパラ行きまでも本当は節約すれば数百円。いやもうちょっとしたか。確か。あのパブリックのバスがあってそれに乗るか悩んだんだけど、まあ2時まで待たなきゃいけないっていうのもあったし。
No. If you wanted to take the shuttle bus, it was like $12 a person.Yeah, but they only run 3 times a day. And the shuttle bus, meaning like the official airport shuttle that goes from Entebbe to Kampala City. There's another option where you can get into the city of Entebbe and then take like the local, they call it a taxi, but it's like a minivan. And then you have to switch and then...And that was like a few hundred yen.
そうだね。だからガチンコバックパッカーたちはそれに乗って行ってたんだろうけど、ちょっと楽しちゃいましたね、今回は。
Yeah, because the hotel we were staying at, we stayed at a little bit of a nicer spot, the general manager was Kenyan, but he spoke Japanese, so he was WhatsApping me in Japanese, which was really cool.He offered to pick us up straight to his hotel for like $30, I think. And it was like an hour ride. And he picked us up and went straight to the hotel, which was clearly the best decision because Kampala quite possibly has been...the craziest city that we've experienced on this trip.
そうですね。
By far.
ど誰か書いてたけどアフリカのバングラデシュみたいな
Yeah, it's people, yeah, people are saying that it's comparable to、like South Asian cities with like billions population 、and it feels like the whole entire population of Uganda is in the downtown of Kampala
意外とそんなにいないんだけどね。
でも
めっちゃいるような気がしたよね。人が
It is freaking chaos. It is absolute chaos. There's shopping everywhere and they all sell the same crap. And、the people are yelling at you because there's no white people or yellow people or brown people. So we stick out so much. And they're yelling in a good way. They're yelling at you. They're like, "Bro, come buy my stuff." And it's like, "What am I gonna do with a giant bucket?" Like, man, I don't know.
あとさ、もう超ストレートにさ、Hey, give me money! ってさ、yeah. にっこり笑顔で言ってきてって言ったよね。
Yeah, they're just like, "Hey, bro, money!"
なんか怖い感じじゃなくてね。
Yeah, they're like, "Buy me water!" or like, "Buy me food!" And they have big smiles on their face. And, you know, I mean, as chaotic as it is, the people are super friendly. Yeah, that was our first impression. So we stayed at it's called the Victoria Muse Hotel. We stayed there for a couple nights before we changed hotels to a guest house to go somewhere a little bit more quiet. Because it is absolutely rowdy. Everybody just opens up their shop anywhere
夜までね
until late hours of the night and they have these speakers and like microphones just blasting from like 7 a.m. to like 12 midnight
で何を言ってるか分かんないけど「いやいやいやいや」って言っててそれどうやらここでは服今何枚売ってるようないくらだよっていうやつなんだよね。
There's that one that goes マナマナマッタマナマナマッタマナマナマッタマナマナマッタ and for 12 hours straight. Really, really loud.
Yeah.
And they sell everything. Everything and anything. Throughout the whole entire downtown core. Of like the market and then you go to like the supermarket and then like the taxi stand the taxi as in like the minivan stand it's on our stories on Instagram right now but like man there's like 100 of those vehicles all crammed in one space all going different directions all at the same timeHow the hell do you know where it's going and how the hell do you get out?
いやーなんかあのタクシーにうちら乗んなかったんだけどちょっと半分乗りたかったっていう気持ちと乗らなくて本当よかったって思っている自分と両方いますけど
And then to get anywhere in the city taking a car you get stuck in traffic so what everybody does is It's called the Boda Boda, the motorcycle taxis. And they cut through traffic like a hot knife through butter. And,
そう言うんだ。
そう。And they're exhilarating. yeah, so we took the Boda Bodas to get around the city. And it's they're cheap.
They're super cheap
and they're super fast and efficient and they'll get you anywhere. And the roads are not, what do you call it? The roads are bumpy sometimes. They go over speed bumps and they travel in against traffic to get through. And, you sometimes bump into other vehicles and other bodas. But... You get there in one piece, and then some of them crash, We saw one guy crash.
そうね。まあ、
転んだって感じ。But he was laughing and he got up and he started riding.
誰も乗せてなかったからね。
Yeah. And yeah, they can take the two of us at the same time.
そうね。そうね。Mm. それはね、今ちょっと新しい国にいるからまたそれ驚きなんだけど。Mm. そう。2人でも別に良かったもんね。
2人で良かったんだけど、でもI would not recommend riding a boat if you have a luggage.You know, like we have backpacks and stuff. So whenever we had to take our stuff, we took a taxi. But yeah, Uganda. Kampala, yeah, Kampala, absolute insane. But actually, when we changed our location, we kind of moved up a little bit into the hills. It's a beautiful city. Very red clay, style, red roofs, hilly city.It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And we moved kind of towards like the mall, like expat area. And that, again, it's like completely different vibes. More white people, more multicultural. And generally, Kampala is very safe, I felt. But yeah, we walked a lot. But at night, they say not to walk around. If you want the chaos and if you want the excitement, Kampala is for you.
ケニアのナイロビの CBD 周辺なんかよりも全然
it was crazy.
全然カオスでしたね。
It was crazy. But we'll be posting that stuff on our Instagram, tabi.lingual. Please follow us, like, comment, share, all that good stuff. And follow us. Follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Radio Talk.
インスタグラムでも旅ドットリンガルでやってるのでそちらも見てください。はい、終わりました。さよなら。
頑張って最後まで。